Joe Henry is a crooner, and it doesn't take long for a good crooner to get to the subject of love, preferably the bittersweet side of it. Joe Henry's new album, Scar, is filled with such songs, songs that are wrapped in yearning. His singer heroes include Frank Sinatra and Tom Waits, and he's a fan of jazz. Scar has a roster of jazz greats, including saxophonist Ornette Coleman and guitarist Mark Ribot. Coleman is featured on the first song, called Richard Pryor Addresses a Tearful Nation. Joe Henry says the song is a tribute to Pryor, another hero.
I've been very fascinated with, you know, him as a figure of popular culture and an amazing mind and an important voice when people needed to hear one. But also a very, I wouldn't be the first to suggest he's had a fairly tragic life, all in all.
And what about his message or what about his life most interests you?
His incredible humanity. I mean, he was one of those people. I don't think he had many peers. I think Malcolm X is the first person I think of as someone like Richard who knew who his audience was, knew how to talk very brutally and honestly without offending people.
And you dedicate the album to Richard Pryor.
Well, I just found when I, you know, that song became kind of the template for the record. I thought it represented the mood of the whole record.
You are the voice of Richard Pryor.
I'm singing in the first person of the comedian Richard Pryor, yes.
I look at you as the thing I wanted most. You look at me, and it's like you've seen a ghost.
And you have Ornette Coleman, the saxophonist, on your album.
Right.
On that song.
On that song, right. I really felt like if I was going to do this song and it was going to have the weight that it could have, someone needed to be there in the music to embody, to kind of represent Richard's persona. You know, someone bigger than me, someone who was on par with Richard, should be there to kind of give it sufficient weight and tension, and Ornette was the first person I thought of.
Do you think of your songs as movies or soundtracks even?
Well, I relate the record-making process to making movies all the time. Movies do work in the way that you hope a record works, where if you listen to it from beginning to end, you feel like you've followed a dramatic arc somehow. You know, you've been through a process, not just a collection of songs.
And so what's the storyline of this album?
I think there's a certain amount of loss in the record. People who at one point had their hands on what it was that they desired and then somehow let it willfully, ignorantly, fearfully let it get away from them.
And is that autobiographical?
Oh, no. I'm not autobiographical. I don't know why anybody would find that entertaining.
So despite all the wrenching sadness in your songs, you're really a happy-go-lucky guy.
I just don't, you know, I don't come from that school of, you know, a great song is a page torn from your diary. For me personally, it feels very arrogant as an artistic stance to assume that just because this happened, just because it's true, ergo it's interesting and timeless.
But most people write about what they know.
I think that's commonly believed. I'm not sure I actually think that's true.
But these songs, most of them, if not all of them, are about love or relationships.
I think that's interesting.
Which is very personal.
It is personal. I mean, but conceptually it's a much bigger idea. Believe me, I wouldn't compare myself to Shakespeare, but if you look at Romeo and Juliet, the story is bigger than they are. Those two characters are there to let you know about a much bigger idea. If you read that and came away from it thinking that the thing is only about these two people, you know, it wouldn't resonate very well or very long. But if you use them to tell a bigger story, it's timeless, if you do it right.
How beautiful you've made yourself. How cruel. How so much like another that it's no surprise when I don't recognize you now. So beautiful, cruel, y'all the meanest flower.
Have you ever had a hit?
Not coming out of my own mouth, I haven't. I wrote a song that was in the top 10 for quite a while this last year. that Madonna recorded called Don't Tell Me.
Now tell us about that story, because it's also a personal story.
She is my sister-in-law, I guess that's what you're referring to, and I wrote a song called Stop, and it's a tango. She heard the song and really liked it, and I wasn't doing anything with it at the time. She was making a record in London at that moment and said, you know, I really love this lyric, but musically it doesn't fit what I'm doing. How would you feel about me taking the lyric and changing the music around and trying to find some way to, you know, use it in the context of my record? To which I said, you can probably imagine, try to offend me, you know.
Did you have a choice, really?
Well, sure I did. You know, it wasn't a published piece of work. I could have said no, and feigned some kind of artistic integrity.
And is it very different from yours?
Shockingly different. Don't tell me to stop. Tell the rain not to dry. Tell the wind not to blow. 'Cause you said so. I know many people who have heard my version and her version. Never occurred to them it was the same song, even though every word out of her mouth is the same as mine. Don't tell me to stop. Tell the rain not to drop. Tell the wind not to blow. 'Cause you said so.
I want to get back to what you talked about the album being sort of a narrative. And you end the album with title track of your album, mm-hmm. Scar, which I thought was very affecting, that song, very haunting, and I was wondering if you could talk about that.
That's a rare moment, I will confess to you, that the song is maybe more personal than the other ones. I didn't set out for it to be. I was just really aware when I was writing that song that I was writing from my own point of view about the idea of, you know, a great love in your life marking you. It's painful at times, but if it's rich and it's real and it's enduring, you know, you're going to be marked by it. And that's one I can't get out of. I can't squirrel away from that one and say I wasn't aware that I was writing about my life in a certain way.
About your wife?
Yes. But I try to deliver it in such a way that nobody would ever notice that, being the musical actor that I am. If I love you to save myself, and you love me because
singer Joe Henry, his new album is called Scar.